This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Hi, this is Stephanie Megan. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Therapy is too expensive.
Sponsored. Ready? Yes. Cheers to life.
I'm so excited. I feel like I just want to dive into what's going to happen.
Okay. Well, I'll give the backstory before I explain. Okay, we'll just go.
Hi, guys. It's me, Stephanie Megan, your host of Broke Girl Therapy. And guess what? The twins are back. They flip sides. I usually have Cammy here and Nikki here, but we have Cammy to my left and Nikki to my right.
If I'm being totally honest, I have a pimple on my left side, so I wanted to be on the right to be camera.
You look amazing. Like, you're tan, and you're like, you got your little tan line.
Thank you. I do.
I love this for you.
You know what I say? If you can't tone it, tan it.
Honestly.
Well, actually, I stole that from someone on Selling Sunset, but yeah.
Yeah, no, honestly, I love tanning because it just, it like leans me out.
Yeah, why it makes that? Everything look good. I don't know, but like, just look. I was snatched. Looking at myself this morning in the mirror, and I was like, yes. This is why I go tan.
Right? Like, all of a sudden, you have, like, hella muscles. I'm like, what the fuck?
I know. It's because it accentuates the lines.
That's true.
Yeah. That's why I tweeted to Steph. I was like,
let's go to Hawaii. I've actually never been to Hawaii.
Wait, you tweeted it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. Well, because
I'm barely on our Twitter. I don't know. She was saying how she wanted to be tan, and I was like, well, Nikki just went, and now I need to tan, so let's go to Hawaii together.
Oh, yeah, for the listeners. So I just got back from Hawaii. That's why I'm all tan.
Yes. Okay, let's dive in because you're like, I have a story to tell you. And I'm like, bitch, what?
Okay, so let me explain. Let me give a little bit of backstory before I dive in.
Broke Girl Therapy is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what would you do? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I mentioned before that I went back to therapy and that was the best decision I've ever made because every time I leave a session, I do feel like I just got so much off my chest. I've been suffering with so much anxiety because I feel like sometimes I don't have time. I don't have time to get all the stuff done, or I feel like I'm not worthy of doing a good job of the things that I have to do. And I know that stems from a lot of ADHD. So talking to my therapist, she really gives me the space to just vent and have those emotions. And she validates that and gives me the tool sets to be able to continue my day and to give me that confidence to remind myself that, like, I got this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/brokegirl today to get 10% off your first month. That's better, HELP.com/brokegirl. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Y'all know Claritin is literally the most on-brand sponsorship that I could get. There's been so many times that people have commented on an episode and been like, girl, blow your nose a little bit. Like, you sound real stuffy. Are you good? And all I needed was a Claritin to help treat my allergies. Especially right now when it's springtime, the flowers are blooming, pollen is in the air. Best believe I have my Claritin in my pocket. And I love her. I love my Claritin D because she helps me survive through this allergy season. And honestly, just helps me survive in general because y'all know I just have allergies all the time. So if you guys are suffering with allergies, I would honestly suggest, coming from the allergy queen myself, to go and get yourself some Claritin D. Don't make yourself suffer, especially during allergy season. So go get yours, boo. Luckily, for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
So I've told you guys before, I'm non-monogamous. My husband and I were non-monogamous and then like into polyamory, or, you know, became polyamorous. He had a girlfriend and whatnot. We reached a little bit of an impasse in our marriage. Basically, he decided he wanted children and I decided I'm just not there. I'm not ready for that.
Right.
And a lot of things came about because of that. For example, like, you know, him and I had our finances joined. So like, if him and his girlfriend are going to have kids, like, how is that going to look if our finances are joined?
Yeah. Yeah. All that goes into play.
Yeah. Sure. It just got really messy. So we were like, so we decided to separate. And then we had some discussions and we just realized like, we want our futures to look very different than, you know, than previously.
I mean, you guys got married young, right?
Oh my God. Yeah. 21.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was 21. He was 25, 26.
And you're now
28.
Yeah. And so now he's like in his 30s.
Yeah. He's 33.
Yeah. You're just such a completely different person from when you're like in your early 20s.
Oh, all absolutely. Of us could agree. Like, yeah. Yeah. And I mean, that's why, like, I tell people, no joke, I'm like, don't get married until your late 20s, early 30s. And they're like, well, didn't you get married at 21? And I'm like, yeah, but.
You're like, that's like, why I'm telling yeah. you, don't like,
learn you change. From, yeah, you do, change yeah. so much. Like, I don't think people realize, like, how, like, your 20s are such a formative time. That's why I say, like, don't get married and don't have kids. Because like right. give like one of my girlfriends, I think she said it best. She was like, my youth is for me. She was like, my 20s, my youth, and even into her early 30s, she's like, my youth is for me to discover myself, figure myself out, and then from there,
right,
you know, I'll get married, have kids, all that. So yeah, we reached that point. You know, we decided to separate and ultimately divorce, and it is a very sad time. This is what's been going on the past couple of months.
Yeah, yeah. Cammy kind of told me, did you tell me when we were drunk, when I was drunk at my party?
I don't remember.
Because I don't.
I think you mentioned it.
I think you mentioned, like, you guys were selling the house or something like that or mm-hmm. something. But then, like, Cammy brought it up, and I was like, didn't she tell you at the party? And I was like, I was fucked up. So this is where we get, like, all the base, you know. I mean, that's okay. Why we're not drinking this episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't remember if I mentioned it or not. But, yeah, we did sell the house. And we sold the airplane, too. That was kind of sad. Missed the airplane.
Like, yeah, I'm still in awe that you're a pilot. Like, it's, like, not every day that you meet a fucking pilot.
Thank you.
Like, that's incredible.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But yeah, so we sold everything and, but we're in a good place, like him and I, like I definitely, there was a lot of pain there. There was a lot of, you know, lots of tears.
How long ago was this?
This has been going on since like late September of last year. So about okay. 6 months. Yeah.
Okay.
Is when it started. And so, and then we sold our house like December timeframe. And then he just filed for divorce like a week or two ago, not that long ago.
How did you feel?
I knew it was coming, obviously, because he told me. It was very anticlimactic, if right. I'm being honest. It was like when
we were on a Zoom call.
Yeah. And the doorbell rang, Kimi got up, and then it was someone serving me the divorce papers.
That still happens?
Yeah, it was just this normal, regular dude. He's like, hey, are you? And then, you know,
that's so weird
Nikki's
how that
full
happens.
Name. Yeah. And I was like, no, I'm not her, but she's right here. He's like, okay, here you go. I was like, thanks.
I think that's because, like, you can't mail that because right. then they can someone be like, oh, I never got it in the mail. Mm. You know, I don't know, but I'm assuming, I'm no expert. I'm not, you know, I don't have a
this
lot of
this is her
degree,
first right. time.
It's my first right. time.
Yeah, first time.
Right, right,
first
right.
marriage, first divorce, you know.
Right. So how about, okay, so because I know, like, I'm thinking on behalf of, like, the haters out there who like I don't agree with them, but obviously we gotta put like
yeah yeah ourselves, no, I get you, know you I get you.
Like, did the poly part affect your guys's relationship, having an open relationship, an open marriage?
No, I mean, I think to myself, I'm like, okay, so say we stayed monogamous and then 3 years from now he's like, hey, I want kids. Yeah.
So
and
even
I'm
if like, you were monogamous, this shit would have happened.
Yeah, I'm yeah. like, and then I would have been like, I don't. We would have hit the same. We would have hit the same thing. Point. Yeah. What I do think.
Granted, though, hold on. I mean, he just changed his mind at one point.
Yeah,
at
he
one
did.
Point, y'all were in the same boat about it. And then as you grow, yeah, as say, you evolve, yeah. you know, opinions and, you know, ways change. Of like how you, yeah, they change.
Yeah, no, yeah. I agree. I would agree with that. Because we were in the beginning of our marriage, we were always like, we don't want kids. Well, and that's what I was going to say is I think if anything, you know, his relationship with his girlfriend, because she does have a kid, a 5-year-old boy, he's super cute. I think it showed him that he did want a family life. And like, because I gave him no exposure to children, obviously. Right, yeah. We don't have any kids.
Continue. I just need a sneeze.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Bless.
You got it? Is it going to come? Is it going to come?
I no? don't know. It's like that orgasm that never gets there.
No!
That's the worst. That is the worst.
My allergies are fucking killing me lately.
God, yeah, mine too. My nose
like,
has been super congested.
So congested. Okay, mine sorry. So continue. Bad.
No, you're yeah. good. You're good. What I was going to say was, if anything, I am thankful that he had the opportunity to see, like, what a family life would be like. Right. And then to also decide for himself that that's what he wanted. And, like, I've said it in other episodes before, like, you know, I think, in my opinion, everyone is their own autonomous being. Just because he didn't choose me doesn't mean that he's, like, a bad person or that I don't right. love him anymore. I still right. love him. I still care for him. I want him to have that family and everything. You know.
That's how you know it's real love and unconditional love, when you're willing to just, like, be selfless and, like, let someone go and just be like, okay, go have the life that you want, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Because, like, that's the thing is, like, I think sometimes we get so caught up in, like, the storybook of everything. It's like, no, if you love each other, you stand the test of time. Yeah. Right. But it's just like, okay, like I understand like working hard for it, but sometimes you just hit a point. Like again, like we're human. We grow into different phases in our lives.
Yeah, exactly.
And so you just got to a point where you're like, oh, like I, you know, he got into a point. He's like, oh, I want a family. Like that's totally fair.
It looked different.
It doesn't make him a bad person. It just makes him human.
Absolutely. And that's you can love
from afar.
Right.
Yeah. And like, I wish him the best in all of that. And I think, you know, right now it's a little iffy, like staying friends. We're very amicable and, you know, friends in a way, but like maintaining a friendship, I don't know what that will look like in the future, but regardless, right. Like, I just want the best for him. And I think for anyone out there, like you should always, you know, approach, I think, relationships from the standpoint of, you know, loving and supporting that person, even if it doesn't necessarily like always align with
what you want.
And,
right.
Yeah. And your future. And it's right. Like what you said about unconditional love, because like if you, it's like that saying, what is it? If you love someone, let them go.
Mm-hmm.
If they come back to you, you know,
that's how you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And if not, they were never yours in the first place.
Right.
Like just whatever amount of time you have with someone, enjoy that with them. Like we had 9 years together. 9 awesome years. We accomplished a lot of things. We had a great relationship, ups and downs.
Grew up together.
Yeah, exactly. I always tell him, I'm like, this is, I remember I told him, you know, when all of this was happening, I'm like, you were everything I needed when I met you.
Right,
I told him, I'm like, you met an 18-year-old girl and you gave her all the support and love that she needed to become the woman that she is today.
Right, yeah.
And
oh my God, that's so beautiful.
Well, no, it's
true.
We're not crying.
No one's crying.
Okay, okay, no one's crying. Okay. No, but it's true. And I think, you know, we were everything that we needed for each other in those years. And I was texting him earlier today. He was like, I don't regret a second of it. He's like, we learned so much from each other.
Of course. Yeah. Like, so. I think that's like, that's honestly like such a great lesson about life is that like, it's okay if someone's not there till the very end of death. You know,
absolutely.
Like just embrace every single phase and every single moment, even if it's not forever. Like,
yeah.
I always say like everything has an ending.
Oh, absolutely.
Whether you break up
or you die.
Dies.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So it's just like, that's just, and then I think once you kind
Cheers.
Of, that used to like make me like really nervous to think about. And I used to be like, oh my God, that's so scary to think about. But it's like, it actually helps me live in the moment.
Yeah.
You know, because yeah that's just the reality of life that you can't like avoid, you know?
No, I agree. And I think people really need to let go of the notion of like, you're going to find one person and be with them forever and hold on and do everything you can, because like,
and sometimes you don't.
Yeah. People are so dynamic. They change so much. Like for the people that do accomplish that, like, I think that's a phenomenal feat and does take a lot of work and a lot of sacrifice and a lot of compromise. And I know that, you know, having spent almost a decade with someone. Mm. And so I think, you know, if you ever reach a point in your relationship where, like, you both want different things, like, let each other go and find those things.
Right.
Put yourself first. He put himself first in that situation. And I told him, I'm like, that's exactly what I would have done, too.
Aww.
So.
I love that.
I don't blame him at all.
So.
Yeah.
Now.
So.
Like.
Well, let me explain.
Okay.
So our wedding anniversary was on Saturday, March 19th. And so Thursday night, I'm sitting on the couch and I'm like, okay, my
in
wedding.
Hawaii?
No, no, no. Yeah, at home.
Oh, at home. Okay,
here in Los Angeles, I'm Thursday.
Nikki and I had been fighting a lot.
Yeah.
Aww. Sisters.
Yeah. Sister thing. So Cammy and I, actually you were there too. You were sitting right across from me. Mm-hmm. I was sitting on the couch and, I was like, you know what? This weekend, I know I'm going to have all these emotions about my, you know, it's my wedding day. It was the anniversary of my wedding day. We're separating, all these things. I'm like, I want to go be on my favorite beach in Hawaii.
And you deserve that.
Yeah. And I was like, so I pulled up Google Flights, found a flight, booked it, sent a request or sent my manager an email letting him know I was going to be on vacation,
right.
You know, Monday and Tuesday, because my flight didn't leave Friday till like after hour, so like I still worked Friday,
right?
So booked it then and there, told my friend who I was staying with, and I was like, hey, I'm coming in town. They're like, cool, totally fine, we're here, you can stay with us. And then the next day I was on a plane to Hawaii.
I love that.
So, and this is, you know, for
it's so cute. I feel like it's like straight out of like a movie, you know, like, oh, like
what, the holiday.
The holiday, yes.
Oh my God.
The holiday.
But the weekend felt like a movie, and I'm going to explain why. So, first of all, I was also laughing because I forgot that I made plans with a dude on Saturday.
So it's fine. This is your priority. Right.
So he literally texts me on Friday as I'm like packing. He's like, hey, what are you up to tonight? I'm like, oh, I'm going to Hawaii. He's like, I thought we had plans tomorrow. And I was like,
oh, shit. Yeah.
Sorry, I wanted a tan. I just started talking to him on Bumble, right. So I was not about to go into this right. whole, like, I'm divorcing, it's my wedding anniversary,
right.
like, all these
You're not
going
to give him the details, right?
Yeah. So, anyways, Saturday rolls around. Or Friday, I land. My friend and I go have sushi. Yeah, I got in kind of late. And then Saturday, both of them were working, so, like, they weren't around. So it was just me. And one of them let me take his car, which was really nice. They were phenomenal hosts, by the way. And, the funny thing was, he was like, why are you in town all of a sudden? And I was like, oh, I just wanted to, you know, come hang out. Cause like him and I are like, we're friends, but he doesn't know everything about my life.
Right.
And then later that night I had like mentioned that my wedding anniversary was the next day. He was like, that's why you're here.
Like that makes sense.
I thought it was funny.
I love that.
So Saturday, I'm sitting on the beach. Beautiful weather. Sunny day. The water's like crystal clear. Gorgeous.
See, that's the vibe that I want right now.
Yes.
Like, that's what I need.
Go for it. Look, $330 round trip.
We're booking flights after this. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm moving in like a week.
Perfect. We got 4 days. Right.
We'll plan something.
I'm down
because I do want to go because I've never been to Hawaii. I have friends in Hawaii too.
Okay,
but we should all like plan a trip.
We should.
I recommend Oahu.
Okay,
because I've been to Oahu the most. I've been to Maui too. I want to go to the Big Island, but Oahu is phenomenal.
I don't know. Let me ask where my friend lives or like what. I don't know. I'm down.
Probably Oahu. That's like the main ones.
Yeah, we could do Island.
You could fly us in every single.
Well, I can't fly us to Hawaii, but when we get there, we can rent a plane. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. I love. Wait, really?
Yeah. Okay. I'd have to go get checked out. But
Okay.
Yeah. But it's a possibility.
I'd be down.
I wonder what that airspace is like. Anyways.
Right. Okay. We'll talk later.
Yeah, so, beautiful day at the beach. And I'm sitting there all by myself. And I'm like bawling my eyes out because it was just a lot of emotions. Okay.
Right.
Like it's an emotional day. I'm like looking through my wedding pictures. I shouldn't have done that.
It's okay. It's fine. It's fine.
Facebook reminded me like on this day 7 years ago. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Why did you log on to Facebook?
Right.
I know. I was like, I should have avoided Facebook. But you know, also,
I only log on to Facebook to lurk.
Yeah. And then, you know, your phone does this thing now where it'll also remind you.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes. Like, it'll put some cute photos together. Right. And you do like this.
Right, it'll have like a background song and everything too. Like a fucking slide. Is that happening to you guys?
Yeah.
Fucking weird. It's like one they sent me was like all my like pets. So it's just like pictures of my dog and my cat.
Oh, that's
like,
cute.
That was really cute, but I was like, okay.
Yeah, well, I got
I'm I that fucking crazy with my animals that they're like my phone is even like, let me put a slideshow together for you.
But see that's nice. Like your phone at least like did a nice thing. Mine literally put together like pictures of my ex and I.
Oh shit.
And it was like on this day 7 years ago. So like
how do you let Siri know that you're divorced?
Like
you
I don't know.
Mean? Like there needs to be like a
Well, I have Siri. I'm divorced. That's Kimi, by the way. Kimi, you're not divorced.
You're not even married.
He goes, I don't understand, but I can search for it.
You're like, yeah.
Okay. My Siri is an English man.
So, maybe I should, like, there's a setting of, like, don't create pictures with this person.
There has to be.
Yeah. I'm going to Google that.
Someone down below in the comments.
I don't think Apple
cares
that much.
Yeah.
If anyone works at Apple and you're listening.
Or maybe you could just stop them from doing that.
But I don't want to delete all the pictures of him and I.
You should just like delete it but put it safe somewhere else. So, that way it doesn't do it. You know
what
I mean?
Maybe
like,
I should do that.
You could lock it up in like a photo bucket or something.
I could do that. I could do that.
Or like your Google Drive.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Or I thought like I was going to get a new phone and I was like maybe I just won't put any of the pictures from this
like
one.
Start fresh.
Yeah.
That's a good one too.
But then like what about all my nudes, you know?
Oh,
like
my God.
When I want to distribute.
Girl, you need to fucking get a Google Drive and just like put your shit in there.
Okay. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, you'll figure it. There's ways.
Anyways, There's ways. So I'm on the beach bawling my eyes out and the two lifeguards at the beach show up.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And
I like where this is going.
They're like, ma'am, you can't cry here.
No, they like pull up in their little ATV, you know, what are they called?
Oh, my God, the four-wheelers. Yeah, I love riding those. Those are so much fucking fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Can we do that in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Okay, let's
do it.
Yeah,
there's actually a...
I really want to be in Hawaii right now.
They do an excursion.
We should do a pod in Hawaii.
Yes.
I loved how in sync you guys were. Twin vibes.
Right down to the
it was
pause.
So in sync. It was so crazy. I was like, whoa. We'll plan it. Okay. Cause I would love to go. And then we just do like a pod. And
we
like
could literally like record it on the beach. Oh, a vlog would be phenomenal.
Right?
Imagine the three of us.
Oh my God.
Well, okay.
Maybe we could hire Brad to record us the whole time.
Oh my God. Sorry, Brad. Poor Brad.
Family trip.
We should not put him through that. Poor thing.
He'd be so traumatized.
Let's send him this season. He'd be like, oh God.
It's like, no, thank you.
Okay, so the two lifeguards pull up in their little ATV, and then I don't think they realize that I was like crying. I'm not sure. Either way, they both look at me and they're like, are you okay? And of course, they're like tan, good looking dudes.
Yeah.
And I'm like trying to like clean up my eyes. Like my makeup was running. I had like mascara and I was like, I'm fine. And then they're like, are you sure? And I told him, I'm like, I'm getting divorced and it's my wedding anniversary. So they see me crying and they like sat with me and talked to me for a couple minutes trying to like cheer me up. One of them gave me really good advice. He was like, you know, what do you say?
And they were hot, right?
Yeah. One of them, especially.
The eye roll. Okay.
My God.
This is such a movie.
This is literally my favorite beach in Hawaii. Like if you in Oahu, especially this beach, like for some reason always has like spoken to me.
Is it the mermaid one?
Yeah.
Mermaid one.
I prefer
one.
The other one.
Which one?
The other one that we go to in Waikiki.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I like this one way better. Anyways, so they stop and talk to me. They kind of cheer me up. One of them was like, you know, he was like, it's important just to, you know, always look forward. Don't look back. You're going to be okay. And I was like, you know what? You're right. Okay, I can't keep looking back to this. Right. Like, I just got to keep moving forward. And then, so I was there like all day. And periodically throughout the day, they'd kind of like drive by. The really hot one gave me seashells that he kept finding.
Oh my God, that's so romantic.
I actually have
a cat bringing you dead.
Yeah. Right. So I actually have four seashells in my bag that he had given me. What I was laughing at too was a little later on, there was a hobo at the beach and he came over. He was like, are you okay? I saw you crying earlier.
Aww.
And I'm like, dear God, I thought I was being discreet. Clearly not. Like I was like crying in my
It's okay. You were feeling your emotions.
Yeah. And yeah. I was just trying to have like, you know, a little moment with myself crying on the beach in Hawaii.
I love that for you though.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It was cheaper than therapy.
But it was nice for him to
right.
ask.
That is therapy.
It was therapy.
And it is nice that they're like noticing and they're, you know.
Yeah. So I told him very briefly I was just going through some things and he rambled on about something. Not sure if he was like on something. I don't think he was all there. Anyways, and then the two lifeguards, like towards the, it was getting to sunset. And earlier they had like,
Jesus, how long were you at the beach?
Hours, literally like almost like 7-8
it's
hours.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. A full work day.
Because I got there around like noon or 1 and I didn't leave until like maybe 8 p.m., 7, wow. 8 p.m. Yeah. How do you think I got the tan? So I guess at some point I had like mentioned, oh, yeah, they ask if at one point, they're like, do you like tequila? I'm like, nah, really, really not a tequila person. They're like, oh, what do you like to drink? I'm like, champagne. They're like, okay. So they had gotten a bottle of champagne.
I love that.
And we popped it open right at sunset when they were off work and hung out in the little tower, the little,
right.
I don't know what you want to call it.
Lifeguard tower.
Lifeguard tower, yeah.
Oh, my God, this is like, this reminds me, I don't know why I just thought of like Mary-Kate and Ashley, because you guys are twins. Mary-Kate and Ashley, that one sitcom they had where they were like by the beach, like they lived in Malibu.
Yeah.
I forgot what it's called. I don't know why I just thought of that.
I've watched it. Right. I don't remember what it's called.
There was a scene where they're like in the lifeguard thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, so we had a really great night of like all of us were, the three of us were sharing this bottle of champagne, talking about like all kinds of things. I was telling them about my life in like LA, what I did. They were both pretty impressed that, you know, I fly. I feel like everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure you're probably so used to it. And I'm like, you're a pilot.
Yeah.
Like me. I'm like, yeah. It's so like, cool. My dad has a whole Instagram dedicated to airplanes because he loves airplanes.
Oh, that's so cute.
His Instagram, though, he's just like, same. You met my dad, Cammy. My dad does Cammy's taxes.
this is becoming a family
this
thing,
This is
guys.
A whole thing, yeah. Yeah. So, but he's just like so sweet and like kind of innocent. But he has an Instagram called AirplaneNut58.
I'm going to go follow him.
Yeah, and he just like posts about airplanes.
I love that. How cute is that?
AirplaneNut.
AirplaneNut.
But he doesn't even know. She's, yeah, anyways, continue.
No, that's all good.
You're a pilot. You were having, yeah.
But champagne on the beach.
Yeah, champagne. Having champagne on the beach. And like, sounds I just great, remember, the and the sunset was absolutely gorgeous. Like, I remember I was taking a picture of it. But like, it was just a really like nice, wholesome moment.
Yeah.
It was one of those things where I was like reflecting there for a minute. And I was like, you know what? You know, like, my marriage ended and I'm very sad about that. I'm losing a relationship with someone that I loved deeply. And that I like really wanted a future with. But then for a moment I was like, but here I am sitting on a beach in Hawaii drinking champagne with like strangers. Two very good looking, right. Strapping young men and just like having this time to myself. And I used to travel all the time like by myself. I've been to like Paris, Amsterdam, Belize.
Oh my God, I love
Canada,
that.
Like all over the US. I used to travel for work by myself all the time. And I was like, I haven't taken a trip by myself.
Right.
In I don't even remember how long. And so, like,
I'm usually Nicole or Nikki's enthused plus one.
Yeah. So. Cammy's always with me, which I love.
Right, yeah.
And I remember sitting there for a moment. I'm like, I wish Camilla was here. And then aww. I was like, but at the same time, I don't. Because I want, I liked
you
having.
You needed your alone time.
No yes. offense yeah. taken.
Yeah. I needed yeah. my alone time. And yeah. I definitely enjoyed it. So, yeah. Very cute evening. And then. I may or may not have messed around with one of the lifeguards.
Okay, I was gonna say. So when does it get juicy? Like this is all sweet and romantic, but we want like some dick action.
Yeah. So one of the we're at the part where Jude Law and Cameron right. Diaz fuck.
Right. Right.
So well, I was on my period, so no sex happened.
Oh. Oh man. Oh my God, I just got done with my period.
Are we synced?
Oh, was that oh yeah, we're synced.
Dope.
I love this for us.
Dope.
Quay's used to it. Sorry, Quay's on the couch. Just the audience member.
So no, so one of them left.
I love this.
Because I can't remember. And then the other one and I stayed back and messed around a little bit. But then he
I was hoping that you would do a threesome. I was like, really for that.
Right. I was like
so you the did moment. You both of them, like, you know.
No, and even though like the other one was like cute, I was right. definitely way into just one of them. And like this dude, oh my God. I don't remember how tall he was. Probably like 6'1", like picture just like this bronzed god of a man, like he's got the abs, his skin tone is like literally
yeah, like what is your type?
What's my type?
Yeah,
I like usually tall white boys, but lately I've been branching out and let me just say like the short kings are where it's at.
And you let me I've been saying this, you can't sleep on the short ones
and add a little spice to that skin tone because man, oh my it's God. Fun. So I'm just what it's true and don't get me wrong I've
so
hooked
was
up,
he a short king
I've hooked up with other ethnicities as well so like yeah right. I've had a variety I'm just saying I always go for like the white boys and then this guy
I've dated a, like I've only had sex with one white man and it was the day Trump got elected.
Okay Maya. Make America great again. What the
that's hilarious.
Why?
I've got to say, my favorite shags have always been the mixed guys that I've hooked up with. Mm. I love me a mixed guy.
Oh, they have the most perfect skin.
They do. But this guy was like, he was a mix. He was like, I don't remember, like Korean, Hawaiian.
Wow.
Yeah. And he had like these really cool tattoos. And
were they tribal?
No. They weren't tribal. They were like aquatic themed. You know, they live in Hawaii. Right.
They're in Hawaii.
I like aquatic.
These are life
tribal. Tribal. I can do a small amount of. After that, I'm like, this is too much. I can't. I don't understand. Yeah. That's just my preference. Yeah.
So super hot guy, and we had some fun.
What'd you guys do? What are the details, Nikki? Why are you holding back?
We didn't have sex, but you know, like I did, lots of hands.
I was
like,
gonna say, he can go down everywhere.
Did you do it on the beach?
No, so a little bit in the lifeguard tower, and then the rest we just like went in his truck and like.
Love that.
I love car sex.
I haven't had car sex in so long.
I love
but I would like to try it just to feel young again.
Yeah,
I've had. An outrageous amount of car sex in the past year.
I don't know why.
I've actually had a pretty decent amount of car sex recently.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't had car sex since I was like underage.
What? Girl.
Really?
Yeah. Take your boyfriend, go on a hike, and then like park somewhere discreet and fuck in the car.
Yeah, we'll see.
I feel like. And if y'all aren't like, the hiking type, like just, hot.
Just go to a lookout.
Yeah, but and I remember I told him like halfway
through. Like maybe not in the summertime.
Because it was pretty hot and like it was definitely, I mean, like picture the Titanic, that's how the windows were.
I love
in
that.
The truck. In the truck?
Yeah.
That's and so scary.
Did you do the hand thing? I do that in the shower.
No, but I should have. That would have been a nice like dramatic
moment. You should have, and you should have taken a picture for the pod.
But then I remember I told him, I was like, I'm sorry if I'm all like sweating.
This is great content.
Yeah.
What a moment.
I was like, I told him, I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm probably really like sweaty and gross right now. He was like, it's so hot. I'm like, oh.
And he's, yeah. Like, I'm sure he's used to it. And I'm sure like, yeah, I think like the wetter and moist it is, especially when you're in like a beach, it's just.
Yeah.
It's the vibe.
For some reason, guys like it when your hair sticks to your face.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's nothing.
I hate hot that shit. About that. I like, hate it.
Exactly. I'm like,
my hair is like fucking frizzy.
No, I'm a super frizzy. Yeah. And or you know the worst is when it like say you're going down on them and it gets stuck on their dick.
Oh. Wait, I don't think that's happened to me.
No, never.
With all of this hair,
it gets like stuck on their balls. It gets stuck on their dick.
That's or I feel like I always have my hair up, or I always have them hold my hair.
I should
like maybe. I'm like a prissy brat like that. I'm not gonna. Like,
I should
have my. You know, like I feel like with sex, I always put my hair up. I always
really?
Do. Yeah,
really?
Because I can't. I don't know. I just feel like I get hot.
I will Y'all say don't this. Put my hair up? I will say this. If I'm about to like. Give like a serious blowjob, yeah, it's going up in a bun.
Right. Like, I always have like my hair up or something. Yeah. Even if I don't have a hair tie, I know how to like tie my hair in like a bun.
Yeah.
With that one.
Oh, I can do that too.
Yeah. It just damages your hair, so don't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Like, I
usually just like kind of like tuck it into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It works
yeah.
out. It works out.
Works out for the minute, you know.
But I guess.
Not for the minute, but.
To provide.
I don't really like to give head that much. Maybe that's.
What?
I mean.
I love giving head.
I do. But I think I'm like still, I think it's because I can't breathe because I'm so congested.
We talked about this in the other episode. What I love the most, and one of my dudes always does this. He'll like put it, like shove his cock all the way in there and he's big. This is the 8-inch shoot I was talking about.
Yeah.
What? And he'll shove it all the way back there. And then when I start struggling, he'll be like, you got this. And then I relax.
Yeah. Maybe.
And then I like
eight. Down there?
Yeah.
Where does that even reach?
Yeah.
It doesn't go like all the way. It probably just, anyways. And so, and he, but like, what
can
I love
measure that?
I don't, do you have?
Not by me.
Wait, hold on.
No, but, but I love that. No, I personally just really like giving head. Right. So, but I understand
I mean,
the sentiment.
I have my moods. I definitely have like my freaky moods when I want to, but like, I don't give head that often. I feel like it. You know, my boyfriend's nice. He's not going to make me feel like shit about it, but I'm sure he would want it like every day, all day.
The key is to relax.
If your allergies are bad, don't do it.
Yeah, and I always have bad allergies.
Okay,
so
but
it's
when you can't breathe,
so uncomfortable.
When you can't breathe, just relax.
Okay.
You do have to relax at one point.
Yeah, just relax.
I'm going to use that. I'm going to try that. I'll let you know. I'll circle back.
Report back, yes.
Because I feel like I'm just stressed. I just want to do a good job. You know what I mean?
The instinct is fight or flight,
right?
I get it. And so like your body's going to be like, back up, like get some. Air. But instead you gotta be like relax.
I don't want to throw up on the dick. Like
no, the,
I just,
the key is,
you know,
some guys find
some,
that hot.
Some guys find that hot. I feel like my boyfriend might like that, but
the key is the wetter the
you're
better.
Like, yeah. The wetter the what?
The wetter the better.
Get some coconut oil. Always. Put some coconut oil on it. I mean, that's why I get it further back.
I don't have anything wrong with, because trust me, it could get slimy.
Okay.
There you go. But it's just, I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking about it too much. I'm really like in my head. I mean, I think it really is my ADHD. Like it's just like I always get fully distracted. I think too much. So it's like really hard. That's why when people are like, oh, she takes so long to focus. It's like, bitch, I have fucking ADHD. Yes.
Yeah.
Clinically, I cannot focus. Like, I can't fucking focus. So it takes a while. Fuck all y'all. You know what I mean? So I think that's what it is. Even when I watch porn, I think too much. I think about production.
I love that.
It's just like stuff.
Who did that lighting? It's perfect. Right?
It's perfect. That angle was great. How much are they getting paid?
You need
paid?
To put the camera down. Right. Yeah, my worst favorite part watching porn is when they switch the angles up on you right when it's getting good.
Yes, and you're like, fuck, I was enjoying that. And then they change it. Yeah.
Do they have, they should have like a thing where you could choose an angle.
What?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Where you could have options to watch porn from a certain angle. So they'll have several cameras and then like, I'm just, this is not ADHD.
This is great. Yeah, yeah.
And like, you could choose what angle to do.
I love that.
Wow.
Because there, for me, there are specific angles I like.
Right. Yeah. And so I feel like, how are you going to get the right angle? Like, yeah. I think
that's great. That's a great idea.
I one time matched with a dude who one of his jobs was filming porn. I love that.
I know a couple producers. We should probably give him that idea.
Yeah. I fucked a guy who like does like Twitter porn now. Daddy Dom.
Okay, Twitter porn is a whole new thing.
Yeah, or like he okay. I have to show you guys. He like created like a porno and it was like based off of Halloween.
Oh God.
And he like put it on Twitter. I have to show you.
But
and
I mean, he's like, I
see
it.
Him, you see him just like fucking all these girls. And I'm like, he directed, starred, and did everything in this.
produced.
I respect that. Yes. Produced, starred, like shot it. Like, I respect the hustle, but goddamn.
Supporting actor.
Supporting actor. He wrote the script. Like, it was his production company. Like, everything was him. I was like, jeez.
I love that.
And it was like one of the worst sex ever that I've ever had.
The thing about Twitter porn is like you open the app just thinking it's gonna be like really like innocent, right. And it's a dick,
right?
A full dick.
Yeah, and he like texted me. He's like, "Oh yeah, like just let you know, I like started this like Twitter account.
What's
this
it
production
called?
Company? Oh my god, I have to look back. It's been a year or something like that.
I can't wait to watch this.
And I was like, oh my god, yeah, I'll find it and I'll show it to you guys. And I was like, I had sex with this guy. And now I'm watching him have sex with girls.
I'm not going to lie. The whole lifeguard.
He was cuter back then.
I was going to say the whole lifeguard to, you know, as wholesome of a moment as it was, it definitely felt like a porno.
Okay, continue your story. Sorry, we got sidetracked.
Oh, I don't know if there's much more to tell. Okay. Than, like, I love how this whole episode's just been like Nikki trying to tell the story and then we're like chiming in with different subjects.
Welcome to podcasting.
Like, this is the episode. It was one story.
Well, I don't know. I thought it was a funny story, but
no, it's a great fucking story.
Yeah.
So, okay, did you guys exchange numbers? Have you talked? Like, what's going on?
Oh wait, let me tell you about that. So, Nikki and I have a Mac, right, that we use for pod editing and all that good stuff, and it's linked to her iMessage.
Don't say the name.
I wasn't going to.
I would have bleeped it out.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Let's just bleep it.
Okay.
Just say beep.
Okay. Well, just say beep.
Okay.
Less work for me.
That's true. So anyways, I'm over here like editing the pod. I'm calling Nikki and then all of a sudden a text pops up and it's like beep lifeguard. And I'm like, who's that? And she's like, oh, I have a story to tell you. I was like, I knew this would happen.
I did it.
And then I just continue editing. I'm like,
What was I gonna say? So yeah, we were like hooking up and then finally I was like, I gotta get home. My friends and I are gonna have dinner. And we wrapped up.
I need
dinner. And we did exchange numbers. And then the next day, like I went on a hike with my friends and like I had a bunch of stuff to do. So like I didn't see him
right.
That day again. But then
have a bunch of stuff to do. It was vacation.
Yeah, what?
Oh. What did you have
planned? Well, we made plans. My friends and I, you know.
There's always an itinerary.
Because that was the only day that they had, that was the only day that they had off. So we went to go do a hike, and then we did hot pot, and then in between, like, we went to the beach and stuff. But then Monday, they both had work again, so it was, like, just me, myself, and I. And so Monday, I went to the beach again, except I went to a different beach. And then I drove like all the way to North Shore to, cause there's like this bowl place, or yeah, what is it called? Acai bowl place that has like the best acai bowls. Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so I drove all the way out there and I, got my bowl, was like enjoying the town, walking around a little bit. And then I was starting to head back and he texted me and he was like, "Hey, I'm still here at this beach if you want to come hang out." And I was like, yeah, I'll stop by. I was like, I can't stay for too long because I gotta, I was going to have dinner again with my friends, but I went down to see him. And like, I'll never forget this moment.
Aww.
I was like by myself in the car. Like I had this playlist that I always listen to when I'm sad. It's called Country I Tolerate. So I'm not a country music fan, but there, when I, this playlist, like when I'm sad or in my feels, like I play it and like
Country That I Tolerate.
Yeah. Country I Tolerate is the name of the playlist. No, but I'm literally like driving.
We'll link it on Spotify.
Right. It's like the most like beautiful, scenic, drive, like winds blowing in my hair. I'm like blaring this music and like singing and belting it out at the same time, and it was again one of those moments again where I was just like a therapeutic moment where I realized, you know, even though it's a very sad time, like I was just so happy to like have that time with myself,
right?
And like just enjoy it. It was just like it's one of those core memories. Mm-hmm. So I get to the beach right before sunset, and it's just him this time, and you know, we start fooling around a little bit again, still on my period, so we can't have sex, which kind of sucks.
No period sex.
Damn. But the probably the like cutest part,
maybe like not for the first time, you know.
Yeah, I will say though, he did go down on me.
I love still. That. I love a man that's not scared of blood.
Yeah, and it was, oh my God, I came so hard. It was yeah. I'll leave it there.
Come to the beach.
Come to the beach.
Literally, come to the beach. But, and then we, like, sat there, talked a little bit, watched the sunset. But probably, like, my most favorite part was at the end of it, he was like, I can't remember the last time that someone has, like, caught my attention in this way. And wow. He was talking about how.
P2G.
Huh?
P2G, pussy too good.
Oh. You know that was.
I don't even know if that's still a thing. Do people still say that? I don't know.
We used
to say it back in the day.
He was seriously hyping me up though, because he was like, you've got it all, and I'm like, what do you mean? He was like, and I'm not just talking about your body. He was like, I see girls come through here all the time. He was like,
you're a catch.
He was like, I don't know what it was, but when I saw you on that beach that day, I was like, oh my God, I got to talk to this girl. Like, aww, there's something special about her, and I was like, crying. Shit. But at the end of it, he was like, this was like therapy for me. He was like, he was a little older than me. He was like, I just felt so alive with you. He was like, I haven't done, you know, something like this in forever. And so I was just like, thank you.
That is so romantic. One time I read this book. I don't read, but I read this book back in like middle school. There was like the story, you know, of this like girl who went on a cruise and she met a guy and she was like flirting with him and all this stuff. I forgot what happened, but it was like a vacation bay.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wanted that.
Yeah, that's who this was.
And it's like you literally lived my like 12-year-old dream.
Your satellite partners.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so yeah, that was it. And we, you know, wrapped up, finished. So to speak.
Yeah.
I finished him with my hand. he came all over my legs. I was like, oh shit.
Just go into the fucking ocean. Wash it off.
Exactly.
It's like perfect.
He had a towel, which is nice.
Okay. I'm like, just dive in.
Just walk out of the fucking lifeguard booth.
You're just like running, like
I was laughing all over you. I was laughing because this one girl that was like on the beach. Granted, this was after hours, like he was way like off work or whatever. But this girl like gave us a look and I was just like, anyways,
fuck her.
But So we like, we hugged and he was like, I don't know when I'll see you again. And I'm like, well, maybe I'll come back like later this year. And he was like, well, I'd love to see you again if you do. And I'm like, I'll let you know. I'll hit you up. He was like, thank you. And we left it at that.
Oh my God. Have you texted since? Did you Instagram exchange or anything like that?
Yeah. So he.
His handle at.
No.
I'm kidding.
God. I was kidding.
He texted me the day that I left. He was like, have a safe flight. It was lovely to meet you, all of that. Haven't really texted since then, but that was a day ago. Anyways.
Oh my God, that's so romantic.
It's serendipitous. Let the energy stay.
It was serendipitous. Yeah. It just...
You deserved every single moment of that.
And I wasn't expecting it either. Like, I literally was not. But it felt like a movie. My life felt like a movie for those couple of days.
Yeah.
Like a rom-com.
I love this. So now this is like just such a, it set the tone for like this new chapter in your life.
Yes.
Like I'm just so excited to just like see where, like what happens from here.
Oh, thank you.
Like this is going to be so much fun to just like live my life through you.
I really want to.
Sorry. My life is great. Don't get me wrong. But it's just like, you know what I mean? Like I feel like, oh my God, this is going to be amazing.
I really want to go honestly, take another trip somewhere else. Find another little.
Yes.
Have another little vacation.
You should do like a solo pod.
A solo and pod?
Like when you're out there, just fucking record on your phone things that are happening.
Oh, that'd be cute. I should
document it. Yes.
I did. Do it. I did journal about it. I did journal about it. So like Tuesday morning, my flight was leaving later that day. Tuesday, I like just journaled about it, kind of recapped everything. Like tried to like remember the emotions that I was feeling that day. Because I was like so happy to have met him and to like have gotten like those moments together.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
We should do solo pods.
You should do solo pods. Yeah. You should like record like kind of like how you're journaling, record on your phone.
Yeah.
And then maybe like, and then you guys come together and then you listen to it and then you have her reaction and then like, you know.
I'll go on my own trip
and she does it and you share and you'll talk about it and like that'll be like a
That's a really great idea.
No, yeah.
Okay. I want to go to Costa Rica.
The more I build it. Yeah.
Cammy, where do you want to go? I'm thinking Costa Rica for me.
Or even if you just go on a date. You know what I used to do back when I was single? Mm. I wish I had more followers then because y'all would have been like, damn, her Instagram stories are lit. Because like, I would document my dates, dude. Like, I would like be like, okay, I'm getting ready for a date.
Would you be like this? Like, uh-huh, yeah.
No, I mean, like I wouldn't do it at the, like, with him. Like, I'd never show the guy.
Yeah.
I would just be like, I would be like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. And I go to the bathroom and I give everyone a recap.
Yeah.
Like,
just ordered the carbonara.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes. And so, like, people were invested.
I'm going to start
doing
that.
And one time I got into a fight with the guy. He dropped me off. Okay, so, at first, it was, like, me being, like, I have a date. Like, you know, I'm going on a date. Last minute date. Hee hee. And the next minute, it's, like, this motherfucker just dropped me off in the middle of Hollywood. Like, and people were, like, what? And then I did, like, a pod to, like, an emergency pod is what I called it. And it's called The Worst Date Ever. If you guys want to listen back, it's with Rose and I. We like talk. I tell her about my date.
I'm gonna go back and listen to that.
I love these. Sounds phenomenal. Love these ideas, Nikki. You need to start doing.
I go on a lot of dates. I should be doing this.
Yeah, do it.
Anyways, so that was my story. That was my trip to Hawaii. It felt a little dramatic at first, like just you know booking a flight and escaping because I wanted to go cry on the beach. But I think at the end of the day, like do the thing, even if it feels dramatic, do it for you. Take that time. And it ended up being like a really great weekend that I'll probably never forget.
It's okay to be a little extra.
And I came twice. So like, so good.
Damn.
We love that.
So good.
How, like I get tired after one cum.
Well, this was 2 days. Separate days. Yeah. No, usually my, like in a night, like I think I aim for like 2 to 3 and then I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Like I feel like it's, I think it's because it took me a while to get to just one cum.
Yeah.
So now I'm just like, it's so much work just to get there. But I mean, it's getting better now. Now that I'm in a relationship. When I was single, it was like a little bit more difficult because it'd be like, you know, you don't feel fully, it, you know, I had my issues.
I agree with Cammy. Well, you gotta hit a little wave. So like after the first one, if you catch the wave just right, 2, 3, and 4 come like so easy.
Yeah. Wait, is it kind of like edging a little bit?
No,
because edging, you don't get to it.
Well, because it's like, when you're already like, stimulated, you're already there. So like, instead of like letting it drop off, like keep it there.
I'm like, want it to drop because I love that feeling of just like
collapsing on top.
And it's like, yes. And it's like this release that I allow my body to go. Maybe that's why I get so exhausted after.
Yeah.
So you're right. So like, okay, I like this. No one's ever given me this fucking advice before.
Yeah. Remember, Danica was saying how women, sometimes you can go up, climax, and then either you go a little down and plateau, and then you can go back up again, or you do the full drop.
Oh, I do a so full drop.
The key is to stay.
Okay.
Also depends on the kind of orgasm you're having, I think.
It's usually clitoris.
Oh, we're good on that.
Clitoris.
Clitoral.
Yeah.
I like combining G-spot and clitoral
orgasms.
I don't
know how to get to the G-spot yet.
Riding. That's how you do it. Riding.
Wait, maybe that's what I'm... Because I always come like when I'm riding. Like riding is like guaranteed orgasm. Mm. So is it my... I thought it was my clitoris.
So usually when I'm riding, I get a combo, a double whammy of clitoral and G-spot. Oh.
What am I feeling?
Now, I've had G-spot where, like, if a guy's fucking me from behind, it's just G-spot. But, like, when you combine the two, it's phenomenal.
You know what you should do? As you're riding, put a stick of vibrator there.
Yeah.
Well, now I got these new vibrators. Yes. I'm going to.
No. That's
my old one fucking broke.
That's what you should absolutely do. While you're riding and put a vibrator on your clit, girl's going to feel like Nirvana. Yeah.
Babe, we're going to do this. Especially when I move in.
Yes.
Like, there's going to be just so much time for, like,
so
practice.
So much sex.
Damn it. I was about to start singing a Nirvana song, but I forgot what it was.
It's okay.
All of a sudden, Highway to Hell came to mind. I'm like, that's not Nirvana.
That's not it. Is that Nirvana? No.
No.
AC/DC.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not good at, like, that kind of music. No, like I'm like
depends on.
Oh, love you. Let me be the one to be the
everything. Oh yeah,
you want any and like serenade down the hallway.
That was me. Okay, I gotta pee for the next one.
Okay, all right, let's plug ourselves then.
At Double Teamed Podcast on IG and TikTok, and then at Double Teamed Pod on Reddit and Twitter. Thanks for listening to my
Don't forget the YouTube page.
Oh, yeah. At Double Teamed Podcast on YouTube. Or it's not at. It's just Double Teamed Podcast on YouTube. You'll find it. You can figure it out.
Google it.
Yeah. Anyways, but thanks for listening to my little Hawaiian adventure.
We love it. We're so excited to see like what is next for you. You guys listen to their podcast, and I'm sure you'll be documenting it. Because now you have to document
Nikki's
it.
Nikki's new journey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
We love that.
So, thank you.
Okay. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah.
I was like, I don't think I need to plug anything in.
Yeah, we share the same podcast. Yeah.
Oh, wait. When is this releasing?
I don't know yet. I'm stacking up and then just figuring
but
it
so
out.
But so after honestly. Next week?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, perfect. Week. Then I can plug the site that I designed.
Yes!
I designed our website.
Oh, my
www.doubleteampodcast.com.
I love that. Go check it out, guys.
Wait,
links below.
W. Yeah. Okay. I was like,
three W's and a dot.
How
double
many W's did I say?
Okay. I didn't even give you any rosé.
You get the idea.
Yeah. Doubleteampodcast.com.
There you go. Yeah, I don't even think people say www. Okay.
Worldwide Web.com.
The internet.
Who named that?
Anyways, follow me, Stephanie Megan, or go to brocotherapy.com. All that shit is there. Love you.
Love you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Wawa.
Wawa.
Broke girl therapy.
Broke girl therapy.
Broke girl therapy. Broke girl therapy. Broke girl therapy.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.